Simen Shin Ches Sif Yud Ches Koit Amunach Shoseh Rabam Bulta V'Tavlam Pochot Poch Mitalad Amis. If there's something that is sharp that a person, people can get hurt on the street in Rosh Hashanah Rabam, we'd rather move it each time less than 4 Amis, because that's only Yisrael Rabbanim. Since it's a Achshash of Hezekah the Rabbim, therefore they permitted one to be over Yisrael Rabbanim to prevent this. If this obstacle is obvious and people will see it, so there's an afraid in the hole, you're not allowed to move it with your hand because it's not such a shash that people will stumble on it since it's very big and obvious. Even so, Mr. Burring from the Shulchan Atishitim that if you move it indirectly, then there will be permitted in that situation. This heter that you're allowed to move this sharp object, broken object, it's mukta, from the street is discussion whether it's only permitted to move it on Shabbos. It was not there before Shabbos, so you didn't have the opportunity to do it before Shabbos. Or even if it was there before Shabbos, self-co-self, right now there's a chash of a zeke the rabbin for damage to the tzibur, and therefore it's permitted. Yeah. One can rely on the more lenient opinion. So, the Kabbalist, if this short object, shard is in a reshus ram de rabbonon, then you don't have to move it less than 4 amas at a time. Move to the top of the head. If you carry it and put it aside, even though you're going more than 4 amas, that's permitted because there's a chash that the public will get damaged by this. The case where it's concerned for a nezek of a large amount of people, Chazal said we can forego the issue of abundance. If someone has broken glass in his house, and the house is usually not Rosh Hashanah Rabbim going around one's house, then it's only a mukta. Yeah. The house was saying it's only permitted by Zekah the Rabbim implies that it will be in a house which is not a public area, will be also to do this. Even so, we still insist that if there's broken glass in the house, you're allowed to remove it, even though you don't have the heter of the whole public area that many people may get hurt from it. So the answer is that over there, the only problem is mukta, and here we're being matter, even carrying Shusram Rabbonin or even Shusram Raisa, less than 4 hours at a time. So if you test, Sulam Shal Aliyah Shun Godl Yoysa Latiach, but Gagas also the Tautala, a large ladder which is used for putting lime on the roof, putting tar on the roof, since it's used specifically for something which is a melacha on Shabbos, Chazal said, don't use it because people think that maybe this guy is planning to fix his roof on Shabbos. Shabbu brings from Prima Gordon that according to the Rambam, this is not just like a klisha melacha leis, it's total muksa, you're not allowed to move it at all. Avos v'shoivach, a person who has a ladder which he uses for his chicken coop, or a dove coat, mutil and toys and mokum and mokum, you're allowed to move it from one place to the other on that structure. Avos lo yilchenu v'shoivach v'shoivach, you shouldn't take it from one rope, dove coat to another one. He should have a reminder that today is Shabbos and that will prevent him from trapping things on Shabbos. In other words, catching some more birds. Large palm branches that he cut to burn them. Because it's just a branch and he's not using it as a cleat, he just wants to burn it. So he used them as a chair, he sat on them from before Shabbos. He said, glad to use them on Shabbos. The Choshe came, surely if you tie them together to sit on them, it's an act, a maisa, that shows that he wants to use it as a chair, bench. Or equivalent to that is, if he thought that he's planning to use it on Shabbos, it was before Shabbos, so he designated it for use on Shabbos. And it's also not mukta. So that's mukta, you're allowed to sit on, unless it's something that when you sit on it, it's going to move around. The ma'isa, Mishra Berurah brings that if you move them slightly by sitting on them, the mother of Rambam is making it on that because it's considered tiltum and atzad. You're not doing it with your hands, you're just doing it with your body. The bottom line is Mishra Berurah says, if there's no major need to sit on the mukta, that may move a little bit while you sit it down. Avoid it. If not, you can sit on it. So, other than that, we saw these palm branches to transform it into a kli. It's enough to sit on it before Shabbos, and surely if you tie them up before Shabbos, Is it a mice to show that you want to sit on it? And we also said that if he, before Shabbos, plans in his mind to use them to sit on Shabbos, it's also acceptable. And the Shabbat brings from the Eliyahu Rabbah that the Beis Rishayim that hold that if you designate it, you have to designate it specifically for Shabbos. You just use it once before Shabbos, not enough. Siv Chof Aleph, Avil Nadol Shal Avonim, Avi Shechishon B'Lajim, Oso Leishev, Erim Kein, Lindum. Stones are less designated or less used as something to sit on. Less at the, in those times, the power branches were more commonly used. The stone is more commonly not used. So for that, since they're not even to be used as a chair, or even if you thought about using them before Shabbos, you plan to use them on Shabbos, still also to sit on them, unless you want to massage them in a fashion that it looks like you want to use them as a seat. And what brings it to those that will leave, they say that the stones have the same status as the palm branches, and he says that's the Ikel Halacha.
Yeah.
So Rube brings, Magna Palm is Cholik and Eremor, he looks like the Mechaba, that you need Yichud V'Oilam, not enough just a plan to use for that Shabbos, or to sit on it that Shabbos.